Have you ever been through an immense storm? This is Saturday, April 13th, and we Miami folks have our storm stories to tell. Those who lived through Hurricane Andrew, for example, can tell you about the force of wind and water and how these forces can pull a roof right off a house, and they can put people's lives in danger. A friend of mine, his name is Ray, went to New Orleans soon after Hurricane Katrina struck that city. Levees were breached by the rising floodwater and whole sections of the city were destroyed. Over 1,800 lives were lost, and they've spent a decade rebuilding. Now, of course, the question afterward was, how can we protect ourselves from such a storm in the future? Interestingly, it was not the Mississippi River that caused all the flooding damage, but two nearby lakes, one of them Lake Pontchartrain, rose so high that the levee protection system was completely overwhelmed. Now here is Jesus speaking of just this problem of storms and what we can do to be protected. Jesus said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Now we turn to the words of Jesus because this sounds like Psalm 1, what we've been studying. What is the life that is secure when the storms come, when the waters rise? Notice that the issue here is not if a storm will come, but when. The storms are going to come into your life. Things may seem calm at the time, the weather is clear, there's no sign of danger, but all of us will be hit by storms. What are the storms Jesus is talking about here? Well, anything that can rock the boat in your life. Of course, there's sickness, an unexpected health challenge we don't see coming that can change our life plans. Many of my friends have passed through one storm of another. A cancer diagnosis, or a knee injury, a heart bypass surgery. You've got your life planned, and something comes along that you didn't count on. Your plans are going to change, and your life too. Perhaps that storm is the loss of someone you love. That storm visited me more than once during COVID. You believe that person will always be there until one day they're not. Or it could be a financial failure, an immense loss of financial security. I remember visiting the Bahamian island where a friend built a house years ago. The island met with a hurricane, Category 4 storm, that seemed to stay over the island for 24 hours. Homes on the island were devastated. One couple that had recently built a house there stayed when the storm came, believing they would be safe. They constructed their home in preparation for just such a time as that. Hurricane impact doors and glass. There was a wall between their patio and the beach, and when the storm came, the force was so great it swept a 2-ton boulder over that wall, so large they couldn't get it out when the storm was over. They waited inside their house as the waters grew, creeping up well up their impact glass, but the glass was not breached. Actually, the most water came in the side of the house at the garage door, a place they hadn't expected to be a problem. This is the reality of such storms. We're not hit where we think, but often surprised by where the danger comes from. Now, Jesus said that building your house, you need to think about this. You need to anticipate the storms that will no doubt come. How can you prepare? It is where you place your foundation. The wise person builds on what cannot be shaken by the storm, on solid, immovable rock. And when the storm comes, the house will be secure because it's resting on something that is stable and firm. What is that rock? Here, Jesus talks about his words. The truth of God is unchanging and faithful. The word becomes a source of refuge for us, keeping us safe when times change and when the weather turns. But Jesus says building our lives on anything or anyone else is like building our house on the sand. The storm came and the house was devastated and fell apart. This seems like common wisdom to us, and we know better than to build a house on unstable ground. But if this is so, why do we build our lives on that which will not last, that which will not sustain a happy and substantial life? Like chaff, our lives are altered by the latest wind, and we can find ourselves in trouble. This is also the message of Psalm 1 that ends with these words. The wicked are not so, but like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. That's Psalm 1, verse 4 to 6. Here are those two outcomes. Those who build their lives on God and his word, he knows them. He is with them. They are secure in him. But others are lost, as the house built on the sand falls. Of course, the question is, how are we building? Do we realize that we're building our lives every day? And do we see how we build our lives will determine if we can stand when the storms come? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for giving us a secure place to stand. We acknowledge the changing winds and the temptation to be blown with them. Remind us this day that our hope is in you, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.